Hello and welcome to Thursday's broadcast of the From Gossip to Growth podcast. And today I've spent some time mapping out the future of this podcast, and I cannot wait for all the upcoming episodes. I am really excited to share them with you. And on a topic that I absolutely love to talk about, and I look forward to actually sharing with you in the very, very near future, some interviews I've been having with leaders and employees, everyone who experienced gossip and advice and their experiences, and yeah, just really give you a good rundown and of other people's perspectives about workplace gossip. Now, if you would like to be a guest on this podcast, I would really like to invite you to come and have a chat with me about your perception about gossip, your experiences with gossip, and perfect opportunity for you to also give advice to anybody out there who's a new leader. Even as an employee, you have an opportunity to say to future leaders, leaders, please be kind. Please do something about gossip. So if this is you, I will drop the link in the show notes below for you to click, and then you can come and be a guest on this podcast. So that is very exciting. Very, very exciting indeed. Now, in today's episode, I will be discussing with you 7 detrimental effects that workplace gossip can have on individuals. Now, I have to make a little bit of a correction, because in this teaching, I say there's 8, but there's actually 7. So just preempt that if you listen, if you get to the end of the episode and you're like, hey, wait, I thought there was 8. No, it's actually only 7. So that was my mistake when I recorded this teaching for this podcast. But that's okay. We make mistakes, right? And I am vulnerable and honest with all the listeners on this podcast because, hey, we're all working through things together. And yeah, we're all just human beings. We all make mistakes. And I think a really good thing that we have to do is to be honest about our mistakes. And if you have made mistakes in the past and you don't want to show them to other people, just do it. People will more respect you for saying that, putting your hand up and saying, hey, I've made a mistake. Can you please help me with this? Or even if you're a leader, which you should be if you're listening to this podcast, to say to your team, hey, team, I've made a mistake. We need to rejig this or redo this because my calculations was wrong or because I communicated incorrectly. And that's okay, because showing that vulnerability to your team will show them that it's okay for them to make mistakes and come to you to admit that they've made mistakes as well. So I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you've got anything to add, please, I would love to have a chat with you in the Facebook group. You can come and join us at Leaders Breaking the Cycle of Workplace Gossip. That is the Facebook group's name. Come and join us over there. Now let's jump in. Are you struggling with gossip in your workplace? And have you tried multiple different strategies but nothing seems to work? Perhaps you're aware of the gossip but you don't like conflict. You feel like you don't have the time to deal with it, or you simply believe that they are adults and should be able to deal with this themselves. You are not alone. Many leaders have come to accept office gossip as the norm. Hey, I'm Rika Whelan, Workplace Gossip Strategist, and I have got good news for you. It doesn't have to be the norm, and you can eradicate workplace gossip without the drama and the stress. How, I hear you asking? Well, you're in the right place. On this podcast, I'll share strategies that you can implement on a daily basis to transform your workplace culture and take your team from toxic to thriving and from gossip to growth. Grab your favorite beverage and a notebook and pen, and let's get started. I recently heard, I'm sharing something a little bit personal here, but I recently heard that someone was bad-mouthing me. And my immediate reaction, of course, was that I was troubled by it, because why would somebody have anything bad to say about me? And what's interesting is that this person is well and truly removed from me. I'm not even involved with them on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I'm still frowning if I think about it a little bit. But, you know, when I unpacked it and I realized that the reason why this person was bad-mouthing me because they needed to feel better about themselves. It actually had nothing to do with me at all.
sort of a rite of passage for them, if you can say, which of course is a big problem and for their employer will remain a problem until they deal with it. And doesn't it just make you think of your high school bully? And it makes you think that, yes, you know, everyone always says, oh, you know, when one person bullies another person, it's always they feel bad about themselves. It's not about you, it's about them. However, the consequences that something like that can have on the person that's being bullied or the person that's being gossiped about can be detrimental. And I think it's important for us to understand that. And that's what this episode's all about. Now, getting back to me and getting back to the fact that I had very recently learned within the last 48 hours, actually, that this person was bad-mouthing me, I thought to myself, well, you know, does it hurt? Yes, slightly. It definitely hurts a little bit that that person would bad-mouth me. And especially because I am very far removed from them. But as someone who has dealt with the issue of gossip for such a long period of time, over 10 years now, I mean, I was a gossiper myself, but for the last 10 years, I've been dealing with getting rid of gossip. And more so, 5 of those years have been really in the trenches trying to get rid of gossip. But yes, over 10 plus years now dealing with gossip. And if you count the 9 other years that I was the gossiper, then I'm nearly at my 20 years of either being part of gossip or getting rid of gossip. So, you know, I've decided that this person just wasn't worth my time. That's basically that I decided. I just said I'm not going to think about it anymore. And they're so far removed from me that making a fuss about it would actually only cause more harm than just letting it go. However, it's a little bit different, and this is why I share this story, but it's a little bit different when you are actually very close to that person and you work with that person on a day-to-day basis. Then yes, it absolutely changes my perspective completely about how to deal with gossip or the gossipers. Gossip can have a really devastating and damaging consequences for the person who is being gossiped about. So there are 8 consequences that I have, and there's more. Look, there's definitely more, but I had to put it together for you so that it's tangible, it's something that you can write down, it's something that you can go in action, and it's also something that you can hopefully go and share with your leadership team, but then also eventually with your team. The first one is damage to reputation. Gossip can really tarnish an individual person's reputation. And it can lead to personal but also professional setbacks. So if that person is being spoken about and they're being bad-mouthed or they're being gossiped about, their name's being slandered out there, or lies are being told about that person really, like I just mentioned, it can lead to personal and professional setbacks. And we're going to get to personal setbacks in a minute, but in terms of professional setbacks, it can really set that person's career back. If someone is lying about that person, they might miss out on being promoted. They might miss out on getting a salary increase. They might miss out on a wonderful opportunity simply because somebody was out telling lies about them. Number 2, erosion of trust. Gossip can erode trust among peers and colleagues, leading to strained relationships. This person who is bad-mouthing me, I don't want a relationship with them, and luckily they're very far removed from me. But think about the people in your organization, your team members. If they don't trust each other, it can be quite detrimental to you and to the bottom line of the organization. And in the next episode, we are going to talk about the consequences gossip can have for an organization, because it actually affects the organization more than what we realize. But that's for the next episode, and I look forward to seeing you there. But definitely erosion of trust. People do not trust each other, especially if that person has gossiped about them. Why would you ever trust them again? And think about relationships, your own personal relationships. If someone in your life has broken your trust, it takes a very long time to build that trust back and for you to trust that person again. And you don't want that for your team. And I don't want that for your team. I don't want that for you. What I want is a thriving team for you that trusts each other, that are committed to giving their all, not only for the organization, but for their team members. Why? Like I mentioned in the previous episodes, because we're a work family, and work families need to trust each other. 3, negative emotional impact. Gossip can cause stress, anxiety, and even depression, and it can negatively affect an individual's mental health. we need to take the fact that emotionally it can affect a person really badly. And a person who really struggles with their emotions already, we don't know what goes on in a person's personal life. And we don't know them intimately, unless it's your partner. But from a work perspective, you don't know those people intimately. You don't know what's going on in their day-to-day life. You don't know if they're suffering abuse at home, or if it, whether it's emotional abuse, physical abuse. You don't know. You just don't know. And then they come to work, and then they gossiped about, they badmouthed, they lies are being spread about them. And this can really push a person over the edge. We must not underestimate the fact that it can push a person over the edge. And what does that mean? It means that they can commit suicide. And this podcast became really dark very quickly, but I believe that it's my duty towards you as a leader to cut to the chase and to tell you what are the real consequences that gossip can have in your workplace, but also on individual people. That's why I am imploring you to take it seriously if you don't take it serious yet, or to share this with someone you know who's not taking it seriously, or who you know is not aware of the consequences that gossip can have. I've seen it all too often. Leaders sweep gossip under the carpet. They pretend it never existed. Why? Because they don't want to deal with it. It's too worse and too bad of an issue to deal with. And you can't, unfortunately, click your finger and then the problem goes away. No, because you have to deal with the individuals who are gossiping. And that's where lots of leaders fall out, because they don't want to deal with those individuals. It's too tough. It's too hard. I don't want to deal with that. I don't have time for that. I've got to focus on this. I've got to focus on that. I've got this project. I've got that project. But unfortunately, the reality is that none of those projects or anything are going to be successful if you've got gossip rampant in your workplace. Number four, isolation. Those targeted by gossip may feel isolated and excluded, leading to a sense of loneliness. So I mentioned before that, you know, if you're in a workplace, you want to feel a sense of belonging. You want to know that you belong there. You want to know that people want you there. And although I've mentioned it lots of times before, we're not there to please other people. Most definitely not. But the thing is, you want to come to work and know that people want you there. You want to feel a sense of belonging. You want to feel a sense of pride about your work as well. But feeling lonely, feeling excluded, feeling isolated definitely is not a place where I would want to work. It's not a place where I would stay either. And if you're feeling isolated, your productivity is 100% going to go down, because why would you give your all to a work family that's clearly not your family, or to an organization that's not supporting you with your individual mental health? So number five, impaired self-esteem. Individuals subjected to gossip may experience a decline in self-esteem and self-confidence. And can you imagine if you've got someone in your organization that's been subject to gossiping, and they are meant to do public speaking, they're meant to work with your clients, they're meant to work with people that's meant to mean money for your company. And again, it's not all about the money, but okay, why do we create organizations? Why do we create businesses? Unless you're non-for-profit, then it's not about the profit. Unless it's a volunteer organization, then again, it's not about the profit. But businesses ultimately, and again, it depends on if you're for-profit or non-for-profit, it's about the money. A person with low self-confidence is not going to be able to work with your clients. And they might even make a mistake. They might even say something that they're not meant to say to your organization. And then that can cause reputational issues for the organization, which again, I'm going to mention in tomorrow's episode. I'm jumping ahead. I should stop giving you all the little clues the next episode. So definitely stay tuned for that one. But then, like I mentioned, this is number six, reduced productivity. Gossip consumes time and energy, reducing an individual's productivity at work or in their personal life. But also the people who are gossiping, they are not productive in their work, in the work environment, because clearly they are bored. Clearly they do not have enough to do, because if they've got time for gossiping, then they don't have enough work, in my opinion. So, but it will also definitely reduce the productivity of the person who is being gossiped about. Again, why are they going to want to give them all to an organization who doesn't have their back? 7, impact on mental well-being, something that we already mentioned, but important that I highlighted. Gossip can lead to mental health issues, contributing to a negative overall well-being. You know, mental health can flow over into bad physical health. And the two are very connected. Why? Because we're in one body. And our mind and our soul is, and our bodies are connected to each other. Unfortunately, I personally know someone who's taken their life because they felt hopeless. And not because of workplace gossip, definitely not. I want to make that quite clear. And, you know, this person who took their life was very near and dear to me. It was actually my sister. And that is why I am an advocate for we need to look after people's mental health, because if people's mental health suffer, then their physical body suffers. And some people, unfortunately, are in such a bad emotional space in their life that they do not see hope. They do not see the hope. They can't see it. They can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And therefore, I am imploring you then as a leader, share this podcast with other people. Let's spread the word about how toxic and how bad workplace gossip can be for individuals. And I know this is confronting to hear. I know it's in your face. I am literally calling a spade a spade. But I believe that this is my calling. I believe that I have a voice and I have got this opportunity to call gossip out. To say that this is no longer acceptable. And unfortunately, you've got lots of leaders in high positions who are demanding that people, that workplaces have good workplace culture, that their organizations have good workplace culture, but they themselves don't practice good workplace culture. They themselves do not walk the walk. They most certainly talk the talk, but they do not walk it. And as leaders, we have got an opportunity. We have got a brilliant opportunity to make a difference in our organizations, even if it's only just in our own departments. It starts with only one department. Then you speak to a leader in another department. It flows over to their department. Then slowly but surely, we can make a difference in our organizations. We can make a difference in our own businesses with regards to workplace culture and in particular with gossip. If we can eradicate gossip from our organizations, then the people in it will thrive. Their emotional state will improve. Their overall well-being will improve. And think how nice it would be if you had a happy team. People who enjoyed coming to work. People who love their work. People who want to be there and who want to be productive. And this is an amazing opportunity that we as leaders have. And I'm so thankful that you are joining me in this journey. And I'm so thankful that you are here and that you are listening. This is where you need to be right now, listening to Rika's podcast, because we can make a difference in this world. I'm going to recap quickly those consequences. 1, damage to reputation. 2, erosion of trust. 3, negative emotional impact. 4, isolation. 5, impaired self-esteem. 6, reduced productivity. 7, impact on mental health. I'd like to sign off by saying, as leaders, we have a duty of care towards the person being gossiped about. We have to protect them from harm that gossip can cause. All organizations have risk assessments in place. Why? Because they assess the risk of any decision being made and any new equipment being purchased, any new procedure being implemented, so that they can protect the organization from harm, but most importantly, protect the people in the organization. And that's why we take out insurances, right? So why do we not risk assess gossip and the consequences it can have in our organizations?
Now, I've got 2 free resources for you that I would like to share, because I just mentioned about the risk assessment, the fact that workplaces take risk assessment and preempting any hazards or risks that might occur very seriously. However, we can also actually risk assess what gossip can do to our workplace should we decide to ignore it. It's like walking past a wet floor And you have a decision to make. Are you going to report that wet floor? Are you going to clean it up yourself? Or are you just going to walk past and then maybe an hour or so later, somebody actually slips and breaks a leg? It is absolutely the same thing. So much as we care for our physical health, we must also care for our mental health. So the two free resources that I have for you is actually a workplace gossip risk assessment. So you can go and assess the risk involved of not dealing with gossip. So that should be very interesting for you. You're going to go do that with your leadership team, especially if you are very keen to start this process of getting rid of gossip. And then the second one I have for you is a culture survey. So the culture survey is something that you can give to your team to ascertain what their thoughts and processes are regarding the current state, the current culture state, but also to ascertain as to their perceptions and thought process regarding workplace gossip at the moment. Because remember, we all have various different perceptions about workplace gossip and whether it's just harmless or whether it is really not a good thing at all. So go to the show notes and there'll be two links there that you can follow. It'll take you to a page where you can enter your email address, your name and your email address, and then it'll take you straight to those downloads. And yeah, just in full disclosure, you'll be added to my email list and I will not spam you. The only thing I use your email for is to let you know when there's new episodes that have landed. And at this point in time, there are two episodes a week, but I only email you at the end of the week, once a week, to let you know about those episodes because I don't want to spam you. I don't want you to get sick and tired of reading my emails. I want you to look forward to listening to the podcast and to reading my emails. So yeah, so that is full disclosure for you. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you've got anything additional to add or you want to come and have a chat, just come and join the Facebook community. I'll pop the link in the show notes below. Now I look forward to sharing with you again in the next episode, which I already actually kind of alluded to, which will be talking about the detrimental effects of gossip on the organization as a whole. So you definitely don't want to miss that one. If you care for your organization, then you definitely do not want to miss the next episode. See ya. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I had such a great time recording that just for you. It would bless me big if you could please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and make sure you follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you are notified when a new episode launches. And then finally, join the free Facebook community. Simply go to gossiptogrowth.com for more information. I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.